Today, June 5th, is the feast day of the great bishop and martyr, St. Boniface. He was called the apostle to Germany. When we look at his life, it's a very amazing and fascinating life. He was born in the year 672 in England, and he died in the year 754. And he was born and raised in England, became a Benedictine monk, and known for his orthodoxy, known for his loyalty to the Holy Father, the Pope, in Rome. And as a young man, he was, of course, trained by the Benedictines and then entered these famous monastery in England. His baptismal name was Winifred. He became a priest and a teacher, and for 40 years he did mostly scholastic work of teaching and writing, studying sacred scripture and the fathers of the church. But then he, as many of the English monks, they had this great desire to evangelize, to go to other parts of Europe to spread the Catholic faith. And so he did a few different journeys to some parts of Europe, Germany and France, but realized he really needed a papal commission to have any clout. And so he went to see Pope Gregory II and explained what he wanted to do. And Pope Gregory II commissioned him, gave him a decree and a letter that he was an approved missionary. And he also got a letter of safe passage from Charles Martel, and was able to travel throughout mostly Western Germany and then Southern Germany. The Pope, of course, was very smart, sending this man named Winifred to the sort of the very rough pagans and the rough Germans. He changed his name from Winifred to Boniface, because the name Winnie is not a very powerful name. Okay, so, but Boniface is a very strong name. Boniface, as the Latin word, means the doer of good deeds. Bona means good, face, the doer of good deeds. And so he sent him to Germany, and he was able to baptize thousands of pagans. He was called back to Rome. The Pope ordained him a bishop, and then sent him again back to other parts of Germany. In one region, he found an area, so there was a lot of paganism still mixed with superstition. And he got to one region where the Germans in that region had been worshiping this huge oak tree. They had been worshiping this tree for centuries. And Boniface went there with his companions, and they chopped it down with axes. And of course, when this tree, the natives were horrified because this was their god. But of course, the tree was able to be cut down, and it was split into four pieces. And Boniface and they made a chapel out of the wood of this tree. And of course, I guess it's one way to win friends and influence people, to go in and chop down their big tree. But things did work out well for them in that region. They were able to convert the pagans, and they continued to set up monasteries, Benedictine monasteries, throughout Western Germany. And then in Bavaria, southern Germany, he was then made an archbishop and the delegate to Germany, the papal ambassador as well. So during his life of missionary work of almost 40 years, he ordained countless priests and other bishops, helped to reform the church in Germany and also in France, established many schools as well. At the age of 80, he was sent on a missionary journey with 52 other companions, and they were attacked by an angry mob and massacred. So here was a saintly bishop at the age of 80 who was stabbed to death in his tent as he was reading the sacred scriptures. This was in the year 754. His body was then buried in Fulda, and he is really credited for helping to create a Christendom, this great time period in the church where Christ would be acknowledged as king. And his work in Germany had far-reaching effects, because Western and Southern Germany, even today, is the most Catholic part of Germany. If you go to Bavaria today, you see the Catholic faith is quite strong. And this area would produce the great Cardinal Ratzinger, who became Pope Benedict. And so this was the sort of the setting the stage, watering the soil of Southern Germany, which would produce such a great and saintly Pope as Pope Benedict.